Harvard hires failed ex-Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot to teach public health and leadership. By Warner Todd Houston on June 1, 2023. Former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has found her soft landing with a new gig as a teacher at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Reportedly based on her experiences as a big city mayor during the coronavirus pandemic. Lightfoot is set to teach a course entitled Health Policy and Leadership, according to a report by the Chicago Sun-Times. Eric Anderson, the director of Harvard Senior Leadership Fellows Program and Studio Programming, claims that he reached out to Lightfoot with the offer of a position at the school. "I think as mayor and as a leader she faced many pressing public health issues, most notable navigating the pandemic," Anderson said. "We believe our students will benefit from her experiences, insights and knowledge of leadership decision-making." Lightfoot's leadership led her to a one-and-done term as mayor, as she lost her re-election bid to Brandon Johnson, a radical, self-professed progressive, anti-business, and anti-police first-time candidate for mayor. Lightfoot led Chicago during the pandemic with harmful policies of forced mask wearing, vaccine mandates, and widespread school and business shutdowns, costing the city billions and harming children's education in a city where effective education is already at a minimum. Flashback: Lori Lightfoot, vaccinated Chicagoans should still wear masks despite CDC guidance. Lightfoot noted that the Harvard deal gives me an opportunity to share my perceptions and experiences of the times that we've lived through with people who are very committed to the public sector. The course will last 8 weeks, and Lightfoot said she would commute as needed from Chicago to Cambridge, Massachusetts. Along with her experiences and policies on COVID, Lightfoot said that she intends to regale students on how she dealt with the state of health of Black residents in Chicago. "We did a declaration of racism as a public health crisis." Even as Lightfoot intends to reap rewards over her actions as mayor during the pandemic, the Windy City and its citizens have fared far less favorably. For instance, on the tail of months of lockdowns and useless remote learning classes, 55 of Chicago's public schools did not have even one student proficient in math and reading. Coronavirus policy aside, Lightfoot's efforts to otherwise assure the health and safety of her citizens also fell disastrously flat. Chicago took place as one of the nation's most dangerous cities during her tenure and recorded record-high murder and crime rates. Her horrible record on crime was widely credited as one of the reasons she lost her re-election bid. As the AP noted, Chicago recorded a 25-year high of 797 homicides in 2021. Further, as she prepared to leave office, crime was up 97% over her first year and 61% over 2022. Finally, despite Lightfoot's long list of strict COVID restrictions on her own citizens, this year she turned around and welcomed thousands of illegal border crossers with open arms, despite many of them having diseases and ailments including COVID, the flu, and pink eye, and despite their complete lack of any health records or vaccinations. Watch, Lightfoot to Governor Abbott: stop sending migrants to Chicago, we are completely tapped out. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.